This is KCUR 89.3. Truckers are under intense pressure to spend every minute they can racking up miles, and they usually have to get by on a less-than-ideal diet of road food. 7 in 10 truckers are obese and at high risk for conditions like heart disease and diabetes. And many drivers worry that poor health is threatening the entire industry. KCUR's Alex Smith reports on an athlete-turned-trucker who says he's got the solution.
On a chilly winter morning, dozens of truck driver trainees file into a classroom at the headquarters of Prime Inc., a trucking company based in Springfield, Missouri. At the front is Sapiwe Baleka, an energetic African-American in his mid-40s who's a former swimming champion. He delivers the grim news about trucker health to the new recruits.
And I'm going to tell it to you straight, okay? You are about to enter the most unhealthy occupation in America.
But Baleka says he's there to help. He's the company's driving health and fitness coach, tasked with improving the health of the 7,000 Prime drivers who spend around 11 hours a day behind the wheel. It's a struggle he knows personally. Baleka was once an Olympic hopeful, and he earned a degree in philosophy at Yale. But about 6 years ago, after his professional athletic aspirations faded, he took a job as an over-the-road trucker. He found his life reduced to the inside of a cab and the truck stops, where he'd rest, refuel, and take comfort in convenience foods.
You know, life on the road is tough. It's lonely. So eating is one of the things that you kind of have some freedom that can make you feel good.
Baleka discovered just how quickly trucking can take its toll. During his first 2 months, the trim swimmer gained 15 pounds. He tried every diet and exercise routine he could find. Eventually, he turned his health around with a regimen that combined a low-carb, high-protein diet with short bursts of high-intensity exercise. He then approached the company management with an idea. The trucks, trailers, and cargo are all carefully monitored while on the road. Why not do the same thing for the drivers themselves?
At that time, the only thing that we didn't have any real-time information on was the driver. Well, these digital health devices now allowed me to do that. I can monitor the physiology and the physical condition of a driver just like we do with a truck.
This wasn't just about truckers' waistlines. During the past few years, there's been a shortage of truckers, and in part, this has to do with health. A recent transportation industry report shows 20% of the drivers who left the field in the last year did it for health reasons. Professional drivers are required to take physicals on a regular basis, and in November alone, 13,000 drivers failed. With his voluntary health programs, Baleka encourages his drivers to do short bursts of exercise to boost metabolism, cut carbs, and eat lots of protein every few hours. He tracks their progress with body composition and heart rate monitors and remotely coaches around 3,000 drivers as they crisscross the country.
Yesterday, it was a bad winter storm. In Oregon, and we got stuck in Oregon.
Sitting in his office, Baleka listens over the speakerphone to a husband and wife driving team whose health routine got sidetracked by the weather.
We really couldn't get out of the truck. We wanted to do our exercise. We were going to do it in the truck, but when we started looking at the workout, what we were supposed to do, and me and her both said, there's no way we have room in the truck to do it.
Okay.
Baleka is treated almost like a celebrity by drivers passing through Prime's headquarters. Drivers like Rick Minalashina, he's hanging out here for a few days while his truck is being repaired. Minalashina is in his late 50s and says Baleka helped him lose weight and bring down his blood pressure without requiring him to completely swear off his favorite comfort foods.
If I'm going to eat that macaroni and cheese, I know exactly what I'm putting in my body. And sometimes I'll pick that macaroni and cheese over a salad or over, you know, some low sodium soup or something like that. I'll make that choice because I'm human, you know.
Baleka's program is a good sign, according to Scott Greenearth. He's the regulatory affairs director of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. But it's pushing against the tide in an industry that's been demanding more and providing less to drivers in the past few decades. He says that rather than invest in long-term health programs, many companies now depend on a constant churn of new drivers.
They're going to pay them the minimum amount required, give them the minimum benefits, and if they can then get someone else in, or, you know, again, replace that person with another new person, that helps on their bottom line. And as long as they're able to get away with that, they'll continue doing it.
Nearly half of trucking companies don't have any health programs, and many of those that do are focused on driver safety. Baleka has been working as a consultant for other companies, and he says that while many are eager to talk about health, few follow through with programs he considers worthwhile.
The question is, are you willing to invest money in developing a real viable ongoing program? Or are you having this myopic short-term look where you want to have something and you want to say you're offering something, but it's not really well thought out?
Baleka is hoping his fitness approach will also catch on with larger audiences. He's written a book describing trucker health techniques for non-truckers, which will be published in March. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.